Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Who would have thought that a team not going to the postseason again? Who would have thought a team with a history of bad quarterbacks would be gathering so much attention? Well, it's because it's Shedeur Sanders. Obviously, I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns. But Shedeur Sanders gets his first career start yesterday, impresses enough that we will see him again next week in their next game against the San Francisco 49ers. So what does this mean for the team moving forward? What does this mean for Shedeur, Kevin Stefanski, Berry? And then lost in a lot of this is the fact that Myles Garrett is just destroying every quarterback who is in front of him. Joining us right now to talk about the Browns is Scott Petrak, who covers all things Browns for BrownZone.com. Scott, thank you for the time.
Sure thing. How you doing?
I'm very well. When you take a look at Shedeur Sanders, what are the largest differences in the game that we saw last week versus yesterday?
Well, obviously he had the week of practice with the first team that helped him, and I think it showed up on the ability to make some plays down the field. He tried that against the Ravens and didn't have a ton of success, but he had a huge play to Isaiah Bond yesterday that set up a touchdown. And then I thought a big area was against the pressure in the blitz. He did not fade backward, which was a problem at Colorado and in the preseason and even against the Ravens. He mostly hung in the pocket or escaped sideways, made the big throw to Bond on one of those plays, and only took one sack. And I thought that was important. He threw the one interception, but overall he was efficient, protected the ball, and didn't have negative plays.
When you think about what he did yesterday and Kevin Stefanski's decision to start him next week against the 49ers, do you think he's going to get the chance the rest of the season, given what the record looks like?
I would say probably, but I wouldn't go – I would say it definitively. You know, they drafted Dillon Gabriel ahead of Shedeur Sanders. I think without the concussion, Gabriel would still be in the starting lineup. Now, I thought they would go to Sanders at some point, but I don't think it was happening before that Raiders game unless Gabriel had the concussion. So, you know, I think we have to wait. I think they want to see more Sanders for sure. I don't think they would mind seeing more of Gabriel. So I think it depends really on how well Sanders plays over, you know, I don't know if it's just based on next week, you know, will they make the decision every week? It's kind of a tough way to live. But I wouldn't guarantee that he gets the final whatever six starts.
Scott Petrak is here with us from BrownZone.com. When you think about Kevin Stefanski and his own job security, knowing that he's balancing two rookie QBs, how is his future with the Browns tied into either one of these quarterbacks, if at all?
Yeah, it's interesting. If Shedeur, because I think he's got a better chance to do it, if he emerges over the last seven games of the season and looks like he might be the guy, then I think that is definitely helpful for Stefanski because he would have been part of the development of Sanders and it would look like, hey, maybe the Browns have the quarterback. I think what's more tangible is whoever's playing quarterback, wins matter for this, for Kevin Stefanski, and I think for Andrew Berry too, the general manager, because they're coming off 3-14. And as much as ownership wants to keep stability and wants to keep these two guys, there has to be a bottom line of wins. And I don't know what that number is, but I don't think 3 is enough. I don't think going 3-14 back-to-back seasons is going to keep, you know, is enough for them to keep their jobs. Therefore, whoever's playing quarterback needs to win, I don't know, 2 or 3 more, maybe over the final 6 games. So I think that is where Stefanski's future is really tight.
Well, we know that the Browns, and to hit the fast forward button, they got 2 first-round picks, the one they got from the Jacksonville Jaguars for Travis Hunter. Do you think that if things don't look good between Dylan and then also Shadur over these next several games, do you think that they would strike with another quarterback, or would that be too much too soon?
No, I would expect them to do that. Now, I don't know who's coming out in the draft and who's going to be, you know, ranked where or projected where. But taking a guy in the 3rd, in the 5th round, certainly does not prohibit a team from taking a guy in the top 10 the next year. And when Andrew Berry made the trade at number 2 with the Jaguars to pass on Travis Hunter, it was expressly in mind the possibility of taking a quarterback in 2026 and having the draft capital to move around if their pick wasn't high enough.
Well, one thing that we know that they also need help with isn't necessarily the quarterback, but also who's on the receiving end of those passes. Jerry Jeudy having a down season after a bounce back from last year. We see his quarterback situation. And then Isaiah Bond is certainly still kind of getting his feet wet in the NFL. What are some other areas of need specifically on the offense when it comes down to the Browns?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it with receiver, and then maybe equally as important is the offensive line. All 5 guys that are starting right now are not under contract for next year. So there's going to be turnover. How much remains to be seen. I think Jack Conklin either leaves in free agency or retires. I think Joel Bitonio retires. They could bring back a Wyatt Teller at right guard or Ethan Posick at center, but they're going to need they're probably going to need a left tackle. They might need a right tackle depending on, you know, DeJuan Jones wants to be the guy, but he's finished his first 3 years on IR. So I think they're going to need 2 tackles. So, you know, the defense is pretty stocked. You know, we see that from what it did yesterday and what it's done all year. So I think they're going to spend a lot of their draft capital on receivers and offensive linemen.
Well, Scott, you talk about the defense, man. You cover the Browns. You see everything that Myles Garrett is doing, what he's going to break the sack record. What is he going to do it next week?
I'll tell you what, I don't know. San Francisco might have a plan to stop him, but, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC supply and app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Certainly seems like it's coming. You know, I've covered him since he got here in 2017, and he's been phenomenal, you know, almost since day one, but he's gotten better. He had the Defensive Player of the Year season in 2023, but right now he's playing better than he ever has. He hasn't turned 30 yet. You know, just the tear he's on is really hard to comprehend. He's got 13 sacks in the last four games. You know, 5-4-3-1, you know, not in that order. But it's just crazy. And teams devote so much attention to stopping it. You know, it's double teams, it's triple teams. They slide, they chip, all of it. They roll away from him, the quarterbacks, and he still chases guys down for sacks. And then Kevin Stefanski will not let us overlook this because he says it now. It's kind of gotten routine every time we ask about Miles. Is he says he's playing phenomenal against the run. So it's not like he's just showing up on third down or in pass situations. He's got a ton of tackles for loss, chases down running backs when they run away from him, sets the edge when they run at him. You know, Mark Andrews a couple weeks ago in Baltimore before they played said he might be the best athlete in the history of the NFL to play defense. And I don't know if I can argue with that.
Wow. Well, you look at what he's doing just a few months ago. Who knows? He's just looking for some money. He said he wanted out. We don't hear anything about that now, do we, huh, Scott?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's interesting. Right before the deadline, there were fans around here, and I think members of the media too, that felt like he should trade Miles because it looks like a rebuild. And could they get two or three first-round draft picks, right? So that conversation has not died out, but he hasn't said anything about it. And it's really a complicated situation. For his whole career, he was happy to be here and wanted to be here and talked nonstop about trying to bring this city a championship. He saw what, you know, LeBron and the Cavs did. He knows how the city would go nuts. And that was his motivation. And then I think he just got so frustrated when they went to the playoffs in 2023 and then fell flat last year. And he was just so discouraged. And he didn't see a light at the end of the tunnel, especially at the quarterback position. And I think the frustration and some bad advice led to his public trade request. And then he realized he wasn't going to go anywhere. And I don't think it was that hard for him to come to grips with staying. Obviously, the huge contract he got, the huge extension made it easier. But I think in his heart of hearts, he always wanted to be here. The problem was, could they win here? And, you know, obviously they have not solved it this year. But I think you can look at it and go, okay, you know, this defense is championship quality. If they get a quarterback, if you get a couple pieces on offense, all of a sudden it's not that far away. And all you can do is look at New England, right? They got their quarterback, and all of a sudden, you know, they might be the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, well, look, he got a lot of money. Now it just has to see if the quarterback is going to work out. And speaking of someone on that defense with him, Scott, what's the development of Mason Graham look like?
Yeah. Yeah, I just actually posted a story in my notebook, and he was the lead. You know, he's been good all year, you know, kind of up and down. You see flashes and then maybe disappears for a game, and it's tough with the interior lineman. I thought he played his best game yesterday against the Raiders. He didn't have a sack, but he should have had a half of one because he was in the pile on one of the 10 that the Browns had. He's in the backfield all day. He ran over linemen. He lit up Ashton Gentry late, and I think it shows the edge that he plays with. He's a guy that doesn't look like he's got a whole lot of edge to him, quiet, but he showed it yesterday. He had 5 tackles, 4 solos, 1 for loss. He batted a pass at the line of scrimmage. I think that was his best game, and I talked to Malik Collins about it today, and he thinks it's just the natural progression for Graham. So, you know, I don't know if you can say, man, he's lived up to the number 5 pick to this point, but I'm sure the Browns have no concerns about taking him there.
Looking good so far. Well, Scott, we've been having a lot of chat about the active players. Certainly started the conversation with Shedeur Sanders playing QB now. But a legendary QB, Bernie Kosar, what's the latest on him after that liver transplant? He's okay? He's good?
Yeah, he left the hospital today, a week after getting a liver transplant. He walked out of the hospital. He said it was a miracle or miraculous. And he turned 62 tomorrow. So Thanksgiving week, the Browns won. He's turning 62. He was all smiles. I was texting with him over the weekend. Just a remarkable story. I remember running into him at training camp, and he was hoping for the transplant then. And then, obviously, that weight gets tougher. His condition deteriorated, and then he was able to get it last Monday. So I know everybody around here, these parts, is thrilled because I'm not sure there's another athlete in the last 50 years that's more beloved than Bernie.
Hey, listen, I guess for a week, we got Browns fans who can be happy with everything taking place. What's the final question for you, Scott? What's the overall sentiment surrounding just the game and what we saw from Shador. People are feeling optimistic, huh?
I would say yes. You know, overall, yes. And I was getting texts from guys that I haven't gotten texts from all year and said that's the best game they've seen in a long time. The defense is that dominant. Shador, you know, he's a polarizing figure. There's so many people that like him, but he also has his critics and people that he rubs the wrong way. So, you know, I think there's a segment of the population out there that goes, man, he was 11 for 20. One of the swing passes went for 66 yards. It's not like he had a great game. And that's true, but he did show improvement, like we talked about early. He got a win. The Browns hadn't won on the road in 13. They lost 13 straight on the road. So I do think the overall sense is optimism. Now the question is, can Shador build on that and maybe turn out to be the guy? Because that would save a whole lot of, you know, headaches in the draft if you're not looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. We know the Browns, their next game is going to be against the 49ers, and the 49ers are just a minute's away from kickoff with the Carolina Panthers. Scott, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they could follow you and all your work covering the Browns.
Yeah, you can read everything at brownszone.com. And just follow me on X at Scott Petrick.
Hey, Scott, we appreciate you. Have a great holiday week, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.